Everybody, this is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship, and we're here again to talk about the lightship, why it's here, and to do some basic sample clearings here so you can see if these clearings are helping you or not. And that's a good way to tell if you're actually going to be needing a healing yourself. So we're going to first do is just talk about the lightship briefly here. If you're new to the program, the lightship comes here once every 2,000 years to do the ascension process, and this is why Jesus came and did his healings and his teachings for ascension, to allow humanity and the ones who are listening to do the ascension process at the end of the 2,000-year cycle back then. And likewise, the lightship is here again every 2,000 years, and it's here now for just a short period of time, to also attract people who are interested in doing the ascension. So we'll first do an entity clearing. And an entity clearing is these emotional bodies that attach to us here. You all know if you walk into a room sometimes, you might feel the energies there that are kind of strange, possibly. Maybe the hair on your head stands up or on your arms. You know that something's in that room. Well, those are entities. They can attach to you. If you walk through a graveyard, naturally there's a lot of those hanging out there, and you might actually feel the presence of those also. So we're going to take these away from you. Remember, they attach to you through your judgments and pain. And so whatever situation you're dealing with, out loud, verbally, we'll say, these energies will come to you and attach to you through that. I think if you're completely quiet, you probably would have less entities. But once you start to talk, and they hear that resonance and the information, and remember, they're living just like you are, just as you can't see them. So they actually have, in their dimension, everything like you have here, in a sense. And so they're looking for energy to live on, so they come to you. So some people wonder if entities can attach to them, even if you can't see them. Well, of course, yes, they can. And once they attach, then they can come into your energy field and actually live with you as a host. And so you're the host, and you're hosting them to be with you. So here we go, entity clearing. So we're going to go from the bottom of your feet to the top of your head, clear away these energies here. And here we go. And a lot of people just kind of sit back and relax during this process. They like to sample their body, see how they feel, see what energies are changing inside of their body during this process here. Here we go. And a lot of familiar people on the fast chat. Looks like Ray's on, and Dulcie, and Jim, and Ed, and Mike. So hi to all of you. And there's Lightheart, and Pranav, and Joanne that I see so far here. And Chris just came on. So hi to all of you. And again, we're taking away these entities from you all. And here we go. We're going to bring more of you back into your body now. So I count to 10 to do this, to command the energy. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So let's put some music on and just kind of see how you feel. Always take a note, do a body scan, and just kind of see if you feel a little more present in your body right now. going to do a chakra alignment for everybody. So here we go. And if you don't feel the energy working with you, it's working anyway. So that's not a prerequisite for healing. Some people just don't feel, and that's perfectly fine. And the ones that can will feel energy. So don't sweat it if you can't feel anything. Like I say, about 1% of the males can feel, and women are about 50-50. So if you are able to sense something, that's good. But if you don't, by all means, don't think that it's not working, because it is working for you. So here we go. Going to your heart center, repositioning that. Some heavy hearts out there, boy. I think we'll do a heart healing here right now. So if you want to bring up the light beam on your monitor screen, if you're new to the program, just scroll down on Creation Light Shift Healings about maybe inch and a half on your scroll bar, and bring up the light beam. And then from there, I'm going to bring in some energy now for a heart healing. The hearts feel very, very heavy today. So here we go. And here comes the energy into your heart center from the light beam that's on the monitor screen. And again, I'll just put on some more music here and enjoy the heart healing. Take away some of the traumas, anxieties, maybe stress from your heart. Remember, the emotional body clings to the heart and can cause your heart to feel very tense. Feel a little better now at your heart center. Let me check it here. There we go. Perfect. And now we're going to go to your throat chakra. Reposition that. Good. Third eye. Good. Power chakra. Good. Second chakra. Good. And first chakra. Yeah, that helped out a lot. And we'll do an opening now if you wish. We can go body width for you. We can even do further if you'd like to. Remember, this becomes, when you do this, you're a little more sensitive with your surroundings, so you may or may not want to do this here any further than body width, but we'll see what happens. So here we go, heart chakra, use the words spin to command the energy, so spin, open. Throat chakra, spin, open. Third eye, spin, open. And going down now to your power chakra below the heart, your solar plex area. Spin, 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 Great. Second chakra, spin, good. And first chakra, spin, good. Okay. Next, we're going to do the mind to heart drop. And again, we count from 10 down to 1. So just think of your mind as being between your ears. And we'll just call that your forehead. And that's the 10th floor of the elevator. First floor would be your heart center. We're going to drop that mental body down into your heart. And here we go. Dropping down. So 10. I'll do it slow so you can actually feel the energy move. 9. 8. 7. 6. 5. 4. 3. 2. And 1. And I'll do it again here. 10. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, we'll put some music on so you can stay heart-centered. This is where your spirit resides. Just connect to your spirit. Ask it for guidance and healing. We'll see you back in a minute or so here. Be nice and heart-centered, and now we'll see if our co-host is here. Sylvia, are you out there, Sylvia, in cyberspace?
Hi, yes, I'm here, and hello and welcome, everyone. And it's a Monday, and it's a beautiful hour of healing with the light ship, so we're very grateful to have the light ship here with us at this time to help us with these healings and ascension preparations. So we've got quite a few requests, Ron, on the fast chat.
It will start doing some healings then, I guess.
And also a very good question. I guess I'll start with the question first, and then we'll get into the healings. The question is for people that are adopted, which ancestors are you dealing with when you're doing clearings on ancestors?
Well, that would be your genetics. So it would be your true mother and father. Remember, those energies are passed on to you. This is why when people have transplants, that transplanted organ has its own consciousness, and it can change somebody's life. And so it's bringing into you, through probably your blood system, a consciousness of another person. So the clearings that we do strictly work with your physical body, and that goes back to all your ancestors. So I do special clearings with parents, and the parents would normally be the ones that are your genetic parents, even though you may not even know them. And I can also do it with current people who are, you know, around you as mentors. So I guess back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, great. Let's see. Well, I'll start with the request. We have a request for a sample of the planetary clearing.
Okay. So I'll just talk about that briefly here. Planetary clearing, I initially started doing 13 planets with my 4-in-1 session. And that was, you know, when I first started doing clearings with the light ship out of the closet, we'll say. And about 6 months ago or so, they said, well, there's too many planets that are connected to people, so we had to create a new clearing. So instead of doing just 13 of them, now it's we're clearing over 2,000 of them. And that takes about an hour to do on a special session with someone. And that gets rid of the cordings of these planets that are affecting your life, but you may not even know about how it's doing that. But believe me, these energies are affecting you. So again, it's dark side energies that's corded, connected into you. What the cords are is just an energy field that resonates with you, and or it's a connection made to you that takes away your life force energy. So just kind of visualize, if you would, during this clearing, like a large, like a garden hose, electrical wire, but a garden hose works out pretty well. And just think of maybe about a 3-inch diameter one. So it's very, very big. And these connect to your bodies. You could, you know, like I said, there's probably over a couple thousand planets. So you're tapped in pretty well. You're like a pincushion. And it starts taking away your energy. And unfortunately, we don't know about these things. And remember, the dark side lives on your emotional energy and your spirit energy. And this clearing helps you come back into balance so that you're not giving your energy away. And even though you may not know about it, it's happening anyway. So here we go. We'll do 10 planets for you. It's like kind of a drop in the bucket, but it will give you some kind of relief. And what I'd like you to do is to think, if you have a physical problem with your body, because you may be corded in that location, and that's probably why you're not healing, okay? Let's say that you have a shoulder condition or something. Maybe you have arthritis. Well, it's very possible that the dark side has attached to you these planets, okay, into those areas, preventing you to have healing. So they found a way in. So here we go. Just think of a location. Some people like to put their hand on their body in a certain place, but just allow the light being on your monitor screen to know where this location is. If you don't know, then just sit back and just have the healing take place. So they'll come to you and release the energies where you need to have them release the most. So here we go. First planet, disconnected. Second planet, third planet, fourth planet, fifth, sixth, seventh, 8, 9, and 10. And you should start to feel more energy in your body. And if you had a pain and it went away instantly, well, that's a clue to you, an indication that you need this clearing because you now feel more relief. And everybody should have this clearing done, along with a parallel life clearing. Those are two that I'd strongly recommend. Next, we're going to do a parallel life clearing since they kind of go hand in hand. So the planetary one is your body, how your body is being connected to the dark side. And that's the takeoff of the horoscope, your natal chart, we'll say, how the planets are controlling you. These are both two negative things that should not occur in your life. The parallel life is with your spirit. So if they can't get you with your body, they get you with your spirit by taking away its energy. So it goes out and does all these lifetimes that you're probably unaware of unless you have deja vu or you have a restless night sleeping and you want to know why you can't go to sleep or why you have nightmares. Well, that's because you're out in a parallel life and they're traumatizing you, scaring you to death so that they can take the energy from your spirit. This is how the dark side works. So here we go. We'll do the same thing with 10 parallel lifetimes. Again, think of a physical condition that you're dealing with. and we're going to release that from you now on 10 of these lifetimes. And again, there could be a couple thousand of them. So here we go. First lifetime release, second release, third release, fourth release, fifth release, sixth release, seventh release, eighth release, nine release, and 10 release. There we go. And for a lot of people who I've done this clearing for, almost everybody has mentioned that their dream state is much, much less, and or they have a much more peaceful rest time and sleep, that they go to sleep and they don't wake up during the night and they have a very peaceful sleep. Sometimes you can get reconnected in parallel lives after I do the clearing, but if you get a couple of thousand of these things released from you, then you know that's quite nice. So if you only pick up maybe 10 more lifetimes, you know, from the clearing or so, that's not much of anything. I can clear those from you instantly after the clearing here. So just thought I'd mention that. Remember, after the clearing that I do with people, the clearings start from when I begin the clearing, and they go back in time from into the past. But the clearings don't work into the future because the light ship only works in the now. So they can see what's in the past, but the present is where they work, and they don't work in the future. So they don't have any predictions. Remember, that's your consciousness changing, and you're able to, in effect, have your own creativity create your future. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, so I'd like to take up something that's on the fast chat from one of our listeners. And they're saying that sometimes they feel shame at times knowing that they're human and imperfect compared to the perfectness of these divine beings on the creation light ship. And, you know, that can make for feelings of, you know, a little inferiority or something like that. So can you offer some guidance for that, and maybe we can do some kind of healing that would help with that?
Boy. Yeah, being down here is not a simple life. I don't know anybody who I've ever met so far. I imagine there could be a person out there, but most people, when you talk to them, they have had stuff occur in their life, and you know, they always attempt to rise above it if they can, but stuff still happens. So yeah, the light beings are here. They don't judge you. They're here to do healings with you. This is why the light ship comes, to help you release your past. And so what you're probably doing then is looking upon your past and not feeling that maybe your life was complete enough for you, that maybe the traumas in your life are preventing you from moving forward. This is why the light ship does many healings for people, so that you can get out of that loop of trauma and drama and be able to live more in the present moment. Remember, when you're in the present moment, you're with the divine energy of your spirit. When you're not in the present moment, then you're not. And that's when stuff happens. And we've demonstrated that on many of these programs here about being in the present moment and feeling the bliss and the oneness of who you really are. So I guess we'll take away a shame body here. So that's one way. We'll do shame and anxiety, I guess. They may kind of go together here. So here we go. We'll go back 5 days, release some shame out of this energy here of consciousness. So here we go. 5 days ago, I'll just do the chakras here just to do it the slow way. So sixth chakra, you can tune in if you wish. Each chakra and feel the energy leave. So sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 4 days ago, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 3 days. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 2 days. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 1 day, yesterday, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And today, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. So that was a shame clearing. Now we'll do anxiety. So here we go. 5 days ago, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 4 days. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 3 days. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 2 days. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 1 day. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And today. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, and 1st cleared. Okay, back to you, Sylvia.
Oh, that's wonderful for those clearings. And to the person that had those comments on the fast chat, I would just say, you know, a lot of people go through that at times. It's easy for us to, you know, kind of beat ourselves up down here sometimes, thinking that we, you know, have messed things up or whatever. And some of that is thoughts and judgments that are actually affecting you from your ancestors. And as you do these clearings, a lot of that just easily gets lifted away. And as the divine energies and the grace energy comes in from the light ship, they will also help you to clear that, because they just, the light beings and the light ship, they just want you to know that you are the divine. You are connected to that divine source energy through your spirit, and that you are whole and complete inside. So that's something that you will feel more of as you continue with the clearings and you listen to this program. That should help you with that. So let's see. What's next on the fast chat? We have a lot of things. We had a request for another type of cording, just regular cordings, front and back side of the body.
Okay. I'll first answer a couple of questions here. One is, if you sleep with someone, are you going to pick up their stuff? That's basically the gist of what I think the question was here. Yes, you will feel the energies of that person. So you are dealing with the energies. They're in your field, and they can resonate with you. I'll use a different word. Resonate means that you have a similar issue, and they kind of relate to each other. That's resonance, okay? Or a frequency. You can take on their stuff. Your spirit member wants to heal you. So if it feels the energy coming into you from someone else, it may want to attempt to help heal that also, which will become now your issue. So unfortunately, when you sleep with somebody or you're with them at work all the time or anything like that, you are picking up those energies from someone. This is why you need to stay more heart-centered. And hopefully that will help you. So yes, when you sleep with somebody, you are taking on their energetic energy. The next one is here, a question about deja vu. So that question would be, yeah, if you're having problems where you're seeing things happening over and over again, and or the situation doesn't stop and you're picking up energies like that, then yeah, that would be the parallel life clearing. That's giving you the deja vu. It can also look like a past life clearing. Remember, if you have a spiritual reading from someone, they really don't know what they're reading for most readers, because you have your genetic past lives of your body, which could be read. Your spirit, to me, is very hard to read because after each lifetime, the information is taken away. People talk about the Akashic Records. That's the dark side energies that's showing you what you have done probably in past lives, but I don't put too much faith into that, okay? The next thing is that a reader could be reading entities from you, and then also with the deja vu, that's a parallel life, so they can also read parallel lives. And all these can come to you and come to a reader, and they can claim that it's you or your own past life, which may not always be the case. It could be an entity that's in your field that they're reading, and it's hard to separate those energies out. So we'll do a clearing now for cording just briefly here. So let's just go to your sixth chakra, release energies from you from that. These are energies that people have connected to you. And here we go. Sixth chakra released, fifth released, fourth released, third released, second released, and first released. And now remember, they may not even be aware of what they've done to you. And then you also cord people too on another level of consciousness for some reason. And here we go. We're going to take the energy that you corded to someone else and bring it back to yourself here. So sixth chakra coming back, fifth, fourth, third, second, and first. Okay. So hopefully that's helped all of you who've had a situation with courting. The main thing that I'll talk about a little bit here before we get Sylvia back on is the light beings always see us as perfect, whole, and complete. And they're the same energy that's in your own spirit. So you're actually feeling a part of yourself as they come in, because they're in wholeness, although you may not be in wholeness because of your stuff that you can't get rid of. And so our mind thinks that we're not a spiritual being or at a high enough consciousness, and we really are if we connect to our heart center. So the whole thing is that they're here to help us briefly in time. Someone asked how long the light ship is going to be here. My gut reaction, because they don't tell me, but my gut reaction is that they're not going to be here past 2014. So I'm not going to say that the universal shift is happening in 2012 and they're going to be here, say, 1 year after that or not. I can't say that, but it feels like if the universal shift happens sometime in year 2013, they'll be here until probably about, say, 2014. Whether they'll be there for the whole year or not, I don't know, but that's kind of what my gut reaction is right now. And that is definitely changeable. Remember, the light only works in the now. All they have is basic predictions. And that's how the light works. Remember, nothing is in stone because it can't be, because consciousness always changes. And the main thing is they're here to help people who are willing to come forward to have their bodies cleaned out for the ascension process, much like when Jesus walked the earth. So it's your chance again. So here we go. Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, so a couple other questions. We have a question from Dulce about if a person has an implant, do you have to do a special clearing for that?
Yeah, the implants are special, yes. There's some clearings that I may have done as a sample before, but the energy that it takes out of me is quite a bit, so I don't even like to do them on the radio program any longer. Yeah, when you get into implants, people just think of one implant. Well, what basically happens is for one implant, the light chip has to go out and find where it came from. And then normally they do spiritual warfare to get rid of that energy. We'll just say that it's a UFO out there in the dark universe, okay, that has conscious beings on it from the dark side. That's transmitting this energy to you. Well, they have to go in there and disconnect you from that energy. And in the process of doing that, there is spiritual warfare going on, and it gets to be pretty intense, which is what I feel when I do clearings on people. So even though the show feels like to you as you're listening, doing these clearings that are instantaneous within maybe 15 seconds, there's a lot of energy expounded from me to help everyone listening here, along with the light ship doing the work behind the scenes here. So implants, yes, I can do that. It takes about an hour session, and it can be pretty intense. And the implants are what control you from the dark side, too, much like the planets do. And you also have implants that are in you genetically. And these implants can go off at a certain time in your life. We've seen movies on TVs, programs or movies where I've seen one a long time ago where all of a sudden a person is like a robot. They're working, doing their life. They get some words told to them, and this happens true physically here by other forces on the planet doing this here in the mind control area. And they get a certain word given to them, and all of a sudden they go into an altered state of consciousness, and then they do a special mission, and then another word is given to them, and they completely don't know what happened. You probably all know about that stuff, but I don't get into that often to talk about it. There's plenty of information out there about these things. And that's what happens. And these implants, like I mentioned before, I believe went off in people during World War II. What's happening now, I don't know. I'm not looking at that. But in World War II, just to expound on that briefly here, we had two races of people, two different cultures, entirely different, the, say, Japanese and the Germans. And somehow their implants probably went off by the dark side out there in the universe, someplace of darkness. And they had an alliance together, these two extraterrestrial races that probably looked like the Germans that are here and looked like the Japanese that were here. And they got the implants to go off through mind control, and all of a sudden all these races of people got together and decided to do a war and to conquer everybody on the planet here. Well, that was probably all work behind the scenes remotely by these two extraterrestrial races. Because you look at it and your mind goes, well, how could they get together to do this here? What's their common denominator here? And, you know, I could see if maybe two Asian cultures got together or something, but these are both two different cultures, entirely different, two different mindsets entirely, two different spiritual backgrounds. So anyway, that's what happens to people, how the implants go off. And what happens is if you're talking to somebody and you start talking about spirituality, if you look at their eyes when you're talking, you may see them either shape-shift, possibly, which can be scary, or you might just see their eyes getting glossed over, and all of a sudden you notice that they're not home any longer. Well, why aren't they home listening? They might be kind of listening to you a little bit, but it's not connecting into their brain. Well, it's because the implant went off, and all of a sudden they got numbed out. And so you just maybe spend, 10 minutes talking to somebody, but they're not really hearing you. Something else blocks the energy of the communication between you and them, and that's the implants going off. Anyway, back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, let's see. We have a request for pet healing with St. Francis.
Okay, we're bringing St. Francis, so you can request that yourself here. So we're bringing his energy to the light being. So here it comes. And just watch the light being, if you would. You're going to see the energy change on it. And this is the energy from the light ship, and it's known as St. Francis down here. So there was a spirit that came here to be in his body. And I'll just count to 10, it'll come in, and I'll put some music on for everybody. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Again, these energies only come into your heart center. You'll never find them in your mind. That's the dark side energy. After ascension, there won't be any more mind energy. Question here about clearing yourself, and by doing that, will my deceased parents ascend? Well, the spirits will ascend on this planet always, providing they're not attached to the dark side through how they live their life now and in the past. That gets kind of mind-boggling because people do strange things. Their spirit imprisonment by connecting to dark side energies. But basically, anyone who has passed on at all are going to be out of here. And so the spirit will have the ascension done. The ascension that we're talking about now mainly is for our bodies to ascend. So that's the main thing. Whether you can do that or not, that's up to you. Whether you get enough clearings done to get rid of the densities. This is why Jesus came 2,000 years ago, to get rid of cellular memory from people so they could do the ascension process. And that's the only difference between you and a master, is that they've already cleaned out their body. They've worked on themselves enough, or they came here with an immaculate conception from the light ship. and the body was cleaned out enough to do that process, and that's the difference there. Let's see here, another question here. Just blinked off and on. Anything that you can read up there?
Yeah, there. Let's see. We have a question about the source of creation. So the question reads, I was always under the impression that there was only one source of creation. It seems there are more than one. Who is in charge of the universe?
Oh, okay. A good way to look at that here. So we have basically, you have the dark side universe, which is in its own genre. I don't know much about that. I just know that we have to go there to bring the light back that got captured there, the spirits. And normally what happens is during the spiritual warfare, once the light comes in there, that area is completely of light afterwards, okay? So it's not as if, you know, like they go in there and pull something out and it stays dark again. It's turned into light. So what we have here is our teachings that people have read about is from the God plane energy. That's in duality. That's not the light ship energy. So all of the teachings that everybody has read here and where you go to upon your dying process with the heaven and hell aspect, that's where you go to is the God plane energy. That's your reincarnation. And that energy is how you're taught to believe what creation is. Okay, the light ship is completely different. The light ship created everything, but the only way that you can connect to that is to go to your spirit. I can take people to the light ship now for a brief period of time, just like Jesus did when he walked the earth. But other than that, you have no way to go to the light ship, to go to creation energy. That's why you have to connect to your spirit. It's in connection with your home base energy, and the home base energy is the closest thing you can ever get to the light ship, and that is your true divinity. So your spirit has everything that you need, and that is the divine energy. So what happens is people incarnate, and they hear about the God energies, and that, like I said, is duality, is created by the darkness. And there is some light there, because the darkness had to bring light in and take it over. Initially, it probably didn't exist, and they had to clone it. So you can have healings from those energies. If you call upon Jesus from the God plane energy, that energy can come in. It won't be in wholeness, but it could do a nice healing on you. But the negativity that comes with it that you may not know anything about and what it's connected to can cause you harm. This is why you always have to go to your spirit. This is what this program is about. Don't go outside of yourself. Go to your spirit in your heart center. Because your spirit is your only protection for yourself, for all these extraneous energies out there of the dark side. This is why Jesus came and taught that, and the teachings still are the same as it was 2,000 years ago. So you don't want to go to the God plane. So what you have is creation energy from the light ship, which is the energy of light only. The dark side is here. How it's here, I don't know. But it does want you to come into the light. And it steals the light energy. The other aspect is the God plane energy, which is in duality, brought here by our extraterrestrial teachings. And a lot of those energies are dark. That's why we have wars, unfortunately. You know, everybody knows that, you know, so I won't go into that too far. But back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, we have quite a few comments on the Fast Chat, actually starting with last Saturday night after the program, and also today, talking about how people really, really appreciated and enjoyed the process that you did on Saturday night from releasing the ET type of parasite energies. So I don't know if you want to do anything. We did have a request for that also today. If you want to do that now, I'll leave that up to you.
Maybe later on in the week, we'll see what happens here. Well, I'll just describe what happened. During the shows, what happens is there's a lot of people listening that are strictly dark side people, number one, okay, and they want to see what the light is doing. So this show is from the Creation Light Ship. The light beings are actually doing this show. talking through me. And so they want to see how the light is affecting their dark side universe here. So they'll come in and listen, eavesdrop. Times they'll come on the fast chat and might do a negative scenario there or something, or control someone listening and put in something negative. That doesn't happen too often, but that's just the way it works. And so what happens is we give the darkness a chance to come into the light. And so some people who do have energies in them that are of darkness, which they may or may not even know, but the energy is listening to this program through their ears, and those energies want to come into the light. So they have to be invited to come in, because they're basically afraid of the light, because if they were to show themselves to the light would see them as an opposition, and they would probably be terminated. And so what happens is, during the process, we'll do it right now. So everybody, sit back and relax. If you have any dark side energy, the light ship is willing to do this again here, so we'll do it. So with the light being activated right now, you might check her out. The energy intensified about 10 times right now. That's how I really want to do this process. So if there are any energies listening, and whether or not you have the light being on your screen or not, it's with you. And anything that's in your room that's invisible of the dark side, any universes of darkness that want to get brought into the light, this can happen also. So this is going across the whole universe of darkness and also through everybody listening here. So I'll just count to 10, and at 10, these energies will have a chance to come into the light. And the difference is when this happens, if they are a being, maybe physical or maybe not physical to us, but physical somewhere, in a different dimension, they can, at this time, have a spirit put into their body so they can obey spiritual law and live in the universe of light. And that's the difference. The darkness wants to have that spirit energy. And so instead of getting it one way, they'll just steal it and try to live on the energy. So here we go. This will be just a wonderful mass clearing here. And sit back and relax. If you feel your body get chills, it means that something left you that was listening and wanted to come into the light. So I'll count to 10, and at 10, the healing will be done. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There. Energies are now leaving. And it gives them a chance to, like I said, come into the light. It's a very nice healing to do. And most people don't do this, and they probably can't, but I really enjoy it because I know I'm helping somebody, some spirit out there that's maybe of the darkness, a body that really wanted to come into the light to have a wonderful new life in the light. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, great. So we had a request for a skin body clearing.
Boy, that normally is done on the light ship. I don't know how to do that singularly. Let's just see here. We'll go back 5 days and see if we can put some energy with your spirit into your skin here for healing, okay? So here we go. 5 days ago, 4 days, 3 days, 2 days, 1 day, and today. There we go. There's a question about cording, too, I believe, with children that I saw briefly here. We have a lot of fast chat people on today.
Yeah, it had to do with our cordings, you know, necessary for children to their parents for their growth.
I would say probably not, but I would imagine that the children feel more secure by having that cording, although cording itself generally is not a good thing to have. Remember, if your child cords you, and let's just say that your child, will say, is in first grade and you're at home, and all of a sudden you have that connection with them because that's just the way it is, and you go through a traumatic situation yourself, your child now is going to pick that up and go through it and maybe become agitated at school. And that also works in the other way around, too. But typically for anybody's growth, I would say no. It'd be detrimental because you're again, cording is like a psychic attack, and you're putting psychic energy into something, and also your own energy of your body. that doesn't resonate with anybody else but yourself. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay. We had a request earlier for the energy of Divine Mother from the Light Ship.
Divine Mother. That is not a term that we use, okay, because there's no such thing as Divine Mother typically on the Light Ship. So I can bring in the energy, we'll say, of Mother Mary, if you'd like to have that come through here.
That sounds wonderful.
The divine names are just names that people have down here, and the Light Ship typically works in wholeness. So here we go. We'll bring in the energy of Mother Mary, and this is one of the people that came down to the planet here, and energy is very nice. So here she comes. Look at your light beam here. We'll bring in the energy, and we'll count as it comes in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, and again, I'll just put some music on here. And again, request healing through your heart center. And open up to your spirit. You still should be in your heart. And request your healing and guidance, too. Very important to ask each time. Our show is coming to a close here pretty soon here. I'll just talk about briefly, there's a question, if I can kind of go over the cultural implants here. Just briefly, just think of two races of people being hypnotized, then from there, after they're hypnotized, and they are told what to do to each other, and also what to do as a joint force, and united together to do what they have to do. So that's kind of how the implants work, okay? So being like remote-controlled from a distance and causing harm to humanity here, and that's what happened during World War II here. What's happening today and the wars that we have now, I don't get into that, but imagine if you connect the dots, that same thing is probably happening here. So we'll get a lighter note here. So let's bring in some peace energy. And this coming Saturday is our four-hour special conference call, 1 o'clock PST. The cost on it is $60. You can email me, and I can give you the number. Just send me a check or use PayPal. It's a wonderful time to go on the Light Ship on Saturday and it's just phenomenal. So here we go. Here comes some peace energy coming through the light beam. Sit back and relax, and here we go. And we have our other conference call tonight, which is for water charging. If anybody's interested, we do this that's actually Wednesday. Tonight is our one-hour conference call. So I do conference calls for Lightship Healings Mondays and Fridays for $20 for a one-hour call at 5:30 PST. So I guess I'll just say blessings to all of you, and good evening.
Yeah, blessings, everyone. And just very briefly, we had a question, I believe it was from Samantha on the fast chat, wondering if there are any clearings that can help with physical blockages. And so you may want to just connect with Ron by email or phone and ask him about that. I think that would probably apply to the conference call that he was talking about, or I'm sure he can talk to you about that. So anyway, good night, everyone, and blessings, and we'll see you Wednesday.
Okay, so blessings to all of you, and good evening.